Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been talking about kingdom authority, the authority that God gave to us, mankind, when He created us and blessed us. He empowered us to prosper in every area of our lives. And then He taught us to rule, have dominion, control, take authority over the things of the earth. He didn't say over people, but over everything else in the earth. And so we want to look at this, but we've got to understand the workings of authority. So we want to pick it up where we left off yesterday. Let's join the service right now.
Kingdom authority governs us. Amen. Supposed to govern us, right? Its laws overrule our opinions. Kingdom authority governs me, and the rules of the kingdom should override and overrule my opinions. Amen. Come on. Amen. Oh dear, that's a hard one. I know my rights. You got none. You were purchased at a price. You belong to someone else. Amen. So your rights, you've got rights. Oh boy, and are they powerful and fantastic rights. And it's the kingdom mandate. Comes from God. Listen, this is a brilliant word because, not because I'm saying it, because God's given this to me, but it's a brilliant word because it means that there's no hopeless case ever in the kingdom of God. There's never a hopeless case. There's never a loss. You don't lose. Even when someone goes to be with the Lord, you haven't lost them. I lost my husband. Don't ever say I lost my husband. We know where he is. Come on. He's with God. If they're born again, let's not forget to add that. Amen. And we give you an opportunity at the end of the service. So all authority is linked in obedience. All authority is linked in obedience. The centurion said, because I'm under authority, I submit to the authority above me. I do what the authority above me commands and tells me to do. Therefore, I'm now able to have my own authority and command and do the same as what my authority above me does. Did Jesus not say, I'm going? The devil's coming. He's got nothing in me. He said, but when I go, you're going to do what I'm doing. And even greater than what I'm doing. Did he not say that? What's he talking about? Kingdom authority. It's kingdom authority. We've all been blessed with kingdom authority. We have got the blessing from God. We've been empowered, Pastor Joe. That's why, you know, Galatians 3, 22 and 23, the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such is no law. Those gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, starting in love and joy and peace, those are available to each and every one. Every one of the fruits of the Spirit are available to every one of us. Yes. You can walk in love. You can walk in peace. You can walk in patience. You can do everything Jesus did. Can you say amen? Amen. And so you cannot have authority until you submit and get under authority. Amen. I mean, if you're at a job and you've got a boss and you don't submit to that authority, don't be coming here and crying that you lost your job. Because you weren't coming on time, you were leaving early, you were taking extra hours for lunch breaks, you were disappearing during the day. Any kind of thing can happen. When you get fired, whose fault is it? My boss, you go. That is a spirit of entitlement and you need to get it out. Don't you get a spirit of entitlement in your life. As a child of God, there's no spirit of entitlement. You've only got entitlement with God. He said, just what you can do and just what you can stop happening to you. And he put it all down plain for us to see. I can stand up and say, no weapon formed against me, a child of God, shall prosper. Why can I say that? Because it's kingdom mandate. Amen. Amen. Because I've got the authority. I have dominion. And if a person has to have dominion, he has to have a domain. What's the good of having dominion and you've got nothing to dominion over? So he gave us dominion of the planet. Yes. Now, you know, we've heard this kind of teaching in this church before, and we understand it, but it's still shocking sometimes to hear it so in your face. You know, I got, as you know, I hadn't been sick in years and years, and I got whacked like with a 2x4 out of the blue. Out of the blue. My wife even thought, oh, geez, might have to live as a widow. It was that bad. And it lasted on me for 3 months. Water on my lungs, everything. And I just stood on the word. And there were times where the mandate was slipping away where I wasn't so confident to stand up and speak to the situation. And you want to sometimes get into self-pity? Devil loves it when you get into self-pity. Oh, woe is me. Why me, Lord? All that stuff. You have to take authority. You have to bind. You have to loose. Because God says, whatever you bind, I'll back you up. And whatever you loose, I'll back you up 100% with all the power that's behind me. As I said, you can't have authority until you submit to authority. And that's why the reason Satan tricked Adam out of his authority. He knew if I can get him to bow to me instead of me bowing to him. Because remember, Adam was naming all the animals. Adam was all authority. He was walking in the garden with God every day. And then the serpent came and he got into a place of trickery and deception, which is his MO. And he deceived Adam into giving him his authority. So he bowed his knee. And the Bible says, who you bow your knee to, that's who becomes Lord over you. And he bowed his knee to Satan. And Satan legally usurped and took it from Adam. Amen. That's why he had a legal right to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. Jesus was tempted in all ways like we were tempted. And the devil, we know, tempted him in the wilderness and many other places, tried to get him down. But he had the authority to do it. When he said, you bow down to me and I'll give you all these things that you can see. He wasn't lying because they were under his control now. But Jesus came back and restored the mandate, thank God. And he got us back to that blueprint where we have the mandate to rule, reign, and conquer. Yes. Amen. Amen. And so he tricked Adam into disobeying him, and Adam forfeited his authority. Amen. Now, let me just tell you, man's authority without God is not a good thing. You look around you at some leaders in the world, I'm not talking just America, I'm talking worldwide, and dictators, and you know they're not under the authority of God. And what happens is they sustain their authority by force. God doesn't want us to get authority by force. How does he want us to get it? By love. Love. Everyone say love.
Love.
He said love fails just once or twice. Did he not say that? What did he say? He said, love never fails. So how often does it fail? So if I come against a problem with a background and a heart of love, you know, I just love Francis of Assisi, the way he lived and the kind of person he was. We know the Pope today took the order of Francis of Assisi. That's why he's called Pope Francis. His name is Giglio or something to that effect. But they call him Pope Francis because he took the order of Francis of Assisi. And Francis of Assisi saw religion for what it was and he backed off and said, no, this can't happen. We got to get closer to God. And then he wrote a chapter. He wrote something that you've heard. And he said this, Lord, and this is what our heart cry should be. Listen what he said. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. He's already made an instrument of his peace, okay? God's already done that for us. So we've learned some new stuff. But he says, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there is sorrow, joy. He said, O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. Seek to be loved as to love. Amen. Amen. He said, for it is in dying. No, he said, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. That's something I've got it in my bathroom in a book form. And I've learned it now. And that's the kind of life I want to live. Make me an instrument of your peace. Not make me an instrument of your wrath. It's of your peace. Where there's hatred, I want to be sowing love. Where people have been injured, I want to sow pardon to them. And so we got to come at it with an attitude and a heart of love. Because love represents the kingdom. God is love. Am I right? And love never fails. So whatever we come at or comes at us, we got to come back at it from a position of love. Then you will have victory every time. If you come at it in love, you will get the victory. Oh, put your hand on your heart. Say, Father God, you ordained it and planned it that if I would operate from a spirit of love, your spirit, I would be victorious every time. Telling you, road rage don't get you nowhere. All right, so God desired, now listen, so God desired now to establish his, or reestablish his union or his sonship with his greatest creation, mankind. He wanted to reestablish that covenant. He wanted to reestablish that blueprint that he had with mankind. 2 Corinthians 6:16 says, for you are the temple of the living God. That's quite a big responsibility. You are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and I'll walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. We are God's and God is in us. And so God wants us to operate the way he operates, out of a position of love. Even when he corrected broods of vipers, even when he threw over the table changers, it was from a position of love, and that was righteous anger, which comes from love. Some of us, we got the anger. Oh boy. We got that down pat. But we don't have the righteous side of it. We got to watch out. Amen. And so God wants his covenant to go throughout the world. And he said in Deuteronomy 8:18, watch this. He said, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth. Why? So that he can establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. God wants to reestablish, reorganize, and reproduce that covenant that he made in the garden with Adam and the blueprint. And God sent his son Jesus, and Jesus came, Galatians 3:13, and redeemed you and me from the deception and the curse of the law, because God's blood was more powerful than any sin. God's love overcame a multitude of sin.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone.